Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is September 6, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast includes stories about how a real estate doom loop threatens America's banks, and regional banks' exposure to commercial real estate is more substantial than it appears. Also, the FSB warns of risk posed by hedge funds' hidden leverage. Top financial policymakers step up concerns over impacts of bets on bonds. Additionally, Mother Nature is staging a climate intervention. Fire, hurricanes, and flooding aren't really polar opposites in this new era of climate change. They're manifestations of one another. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, and a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I guess I am not going to the FIA Washington update today at the Union League Club after all. I forgot to register before registration closed, but that does not matter, as the fine print for the event says, the event is closed to press. While I wear a couple of different hats and I am an FIA member, I will respect the closed sign so the Washington insiders can be unvarnished and private as they wish. I will be downtown today to shoot a pre-expo video with FIA President and CEO Walt Lukin. I have hired a new cameraman to assist me, one of my former scouts, Tim Glay. Tim is the son of Troop 117B Scoutmaster Greg Glay, who is a stagehand at WGN-TV in Chicago. Tim is presently a student at College of DuPage. Is the SEC sending a message they're about to approve a Bitcoin ETF? The editors at Bloomberg have an editorial that tries to spin an SEC Bitcoin ETF approval as an SEC win. The title of the commentary is, "Who needs a Bitcoin ETF? Actually, the SEC does," with the subheading, "U.S. officials should seize the opportunity to finally exert some more control over crypto exchanges." FIA Tech announced today that the Trade Data Network, TDN, is now certified with and connected to Singapore Exchange, SGX Group. And FIA Tech will be rolling out TDN connectivity to all SGX members subscribed to TDN in the fourth quarter of 2023. As predicted in the interview I did with ICE's Jeff Barbudo, Continental Exchange announced today that Enterprise Products Partners LP and Magellan Midstream Partners LP have extended their fee waiver arrangement between the Enterprise Crude Houston Echo and Magellan East Houston MEH terminals to transfer crude oil delivered through ICE's Midland WTI futures contract, that's the HOU contract, until December 31st, 2024. Our podcast was titled "HOU is the Domestic Crude Oil Benchmark on the Move." Hong Kong Exchange has opened a London office, and to celebrate, they have posted a video on LinkedIn of Hong Kong Exchange CEO Nicholas Aguzin traveling from Hong Kong to London. Our good friend Ulf Axman has joined Exbury as Chief Commercial Officer. Ulf was most recently with the London Stock Exchange Group, but we first met him when he was Head of Sales at Cinnober. Congratulations, Ulf, on your new role. Ellen Cherry is starting a new position as Head of U.S. Compliance at Marex. Aris Innovations reports that 10-year Aris SOFR markets tightened in August, including a best bid-ask spread within 0.5 basis points for 25% of regular trading hours and within 0.75 basis points for 85% of the time, according to BMLL Technologies data. You can see more details on CME's SOFR on the Aris Innovations webpage, arisfutures.com/SOFR. A report by Investor Agenda found the level of financial incentives remains insufficient to accelerate the financing needed for adaptation to the impact of climate change. The group identifies 8 features for global climate policy required to catalyze greater climate action. Founding partners of the Angel of the Investor Agenda, Asia Investor Group on Climate Change, AIGCC, CDP, Sirius Investor Group on Climate Change, IGCC, Principles for Responsible Investment, PRI, and UN Environment Program Finance Initiative, UNEP-FI, collaborate to elevate the best investor guidance on tackling the climate crisis and advocate collectively for public policy to accelerate the net zero transition. Learn more and download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were U.S. stock investors' complacency is worrying, J.P. Morgan strategists warn. Secretive active ETFs lose out to their fully transparent rivals. And labor is a terrible guide to inflation, but nobody wants to admit it. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. SEC has no grounds to reject Bitcoin ETF conversion, Grayscale says. Grayscale Investments has told the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that has no grounds to reject the conversion of its Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, into an exchange-traded fund. The SEC was last week ordered to review its prior rejection of the conversion in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, with Judge Naomi Rao agreeing with Grayscale's position that its proposed product is not materially different from Bitcoin futures exchange-traded products that already trade in the U.S. My comment, I think Grayscale lacks a certain sense of imagination. Never underestimate Gary Gensler and the SEC. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, $100 oil, what a price spike could mean for markets and geopolitics. Analysts see Brent crude climbing to levels last seen in the first months of the Ukraine war after Saudi Arabia and Russia extended production cuts. How oil's surge is upending the global status quo. Brent oil was trading on Wednesday morning at around $90 a barrel for the second straight day and is up 25% since June thanks to the prospect of more production cuts by leading oil exporters. The surge is sending ripples through the global stock and bond markets, and the prospect of higher prices at the pump and throughout manufacturing may spur diplomatic efforts to increase supply and tamp down any inflationary effects on the global economy. My comment, how about we don't find out? Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times. The headline, Elon Musk comes around to blaming the Jews. Elon Musk has long been known for blaming everyone else but himself for various fiascos visited upon his companies. Meddlesome bureaucrats for COVID-related production slowdowns at Tesla, the Pentagon and conniving rivals for the loss of a government contract by SpaceX, nasty woke advertisers for the decline of ex-Twitter. So what were the chances that he would get around to blaming the Jews? Based on the evidence at hand, 100%. My comment. Here's the most damning quote from the commentary. Quote, it is the most extreme outburst of anti-Semitism by a purportedly mainstream public figure in more than 100 years. Here's the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Return to Office is a $1.3 trillion problem few have figured out, from Bloomberg. Second was Financial Exchanges Still Split on Crypto Industry Survey. Third was The World Federation of Exchanges Publishes Research on Exchange Engagement with Crypto Market Functioning and Development, a press release about a new research paper from the WFE. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN, as mentioned earlier. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Real Estate Doom Loop Threatens America's Banks. Regional banks' exposure to commercial real estate is more substantial than it appears. Bank OZK had two branches in rural Arkansas when Chief Executive Officer George Gleason bought it in 1979. The Little Rock lender today has billions of dollars in commercial real estate loans, including for properties in Miami and Manhattan, where it is helping fund the construction of a 1,000-foot-tall office and luxury residential tower on Fifth Avenue. Here's the next story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, FSB warns of risks posed by hedge funds' hidden leverage. Top financial policymakers step up concerns over impact of bets on bonds. Financial policymakers have singled out a group of hedge funds as a potential source of financial instability in an escalation of existing concerns about the impact of their bets on bonds. The Financial Stability Board, comprised of the world's top finance ministers, central bankers, and regulators, warned on Wednesday that some hedge funds had, quote, very high levels of synthetic leverage, unquote. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Mother Nature is staging a climate intervention. Fire, hurricanes, and flooding aren't really polar opposites in this new era of climate change. They're manifestations of one another. For the first time in more than 80 years, Southern California was deluged by a tropical storm. A broad swath of American Southwest, including long arid deserts, also got soaked. Lahaina, the picturesque tourist destination on the Hawaiian island of Maui, got burnt to the ground by a fast-moving wildfire that may have left at least hundreds of people dead. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.